Many times the overproduction of a video actually happens in the editing process. So in this episode, we talk about practical steps to a clean and streamlined video edit. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is brought to you by Creative Team Pro, our premier creative service for graphic design, logo creation, videography, and even podcast production. Whether your church can afford a full-time creative professional or not, there's actually a good chance that your church doesn't need to make this hire at all. Our team has provided creative service remotely for hundreds of churches and organizations, and we'd love the chance to work for you. And of course, we're not going to expect you to take our word for it, because you can actually start with Creative Team Pro for free. So get our team started on your next creative project at creativeteampro.com. That's creativeteampro.com. There's no credit card required to sign up. All you got to do is head over to creativeteampro.com to get started. And my team and I look forward to working with you. Welcome to your weekly coaching episode that will teach you a new concept, provide some creative insight, or maybe even help you avoid a mistake so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. If you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. So we've entered the final phase of production, which is technically called post-production, but for most, it's simply considered, you know, the editing process. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, you know, the VFX and sound engineering and all that. But really, for you, it's really going to be mostly summed up in the actual editing process. But this is really where it can all go wrong. So I talked before about how in my early days of filmmaking, which really are just a few years ago, how when I started to make some short films, I actually was having trouble with the audio, getting it right in the actual on set and trying to fix it in production. Well, with one of our first, in fact, it was our first ever short film that we produced for Easter. You can still find it. It is on YouTube. It's on It Is Finished. Maybe sometime I will do like a live, you know, rewatch and review of it. I don't know. But I'm so proud of the story that it tells. I am so glad that we could produce it. There were several churches that took advantage of that film and used it as a part of their Easter weekend services and celebrations. So I was so glad to make it. However, as I look back in retrospect and I rewatch it, and I see a lot of things that are more or less wrong that I wish I could have done differently in terms of the production value. So perhaps the biggest error that I made is I tried way too hard in post-production on both the audio and the visual side of things. On the audio, I tried so hard to make bad audio good that it just made the bad audio worse. There's certain scenes that you watch that you'll hear it and you're like, ugh, that just sounds awful. On the visual side of things, I tried to make something that really was a good shot in that it was not a bad shot, but I was so obsessed with trying to make it better, and I was so consumed with this false concept and false premise that I could fix it in post that I over color corrected or did something just to make the visual even look worse. And this was one of the greatest lessons I learned from this production, was that you cannot over edit and you cannot fix something in post. Many times you can't fix something in post that you couldn't fix actually in camera. And the number one thing for me is don't overproduce in editing. So the big idea today is just like me, like I did, don't get caught up in over editing your video content. Keep it simple and you'll have an excellent end product. Let's talk about four elements of editing. So these are the four things that are going to editing your video. The first is graphics and overlays. There's nothing wrong with basic, you know, enhancements to the video that provide info not spoken in the video. So, for example, we'll throw up a lower thirds here at the beginning of these episodes with our name, reminding you to subscribe. Those small enhancements, they're great. The graphic, those little overlays like that, or sometimes we've thrown up like a full screen graphic, you know, kind of just to display something. And so there's nothing wrong with it, but honestly, you can get away with not having any of it. If you're going to do it, less is more. Music and audio. Well, of course, music is going to shape the tone of the video. You know, whenever you, if you are going to use music as background music or intro music, whatever, obviously the music is going to really shape the overall feel of the video. And when it comes to audio effects, a little bit goes a long way. So just be very careful whether you're using an Adobe Audition or you're using, trying to use built-in effects in a software, you can really overkill real fast. So I recommend maybe like a normalizer, an equalizer, you know, that type of things, just to maybe provide a little bit of depth to your audio. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't fool with it and just focus on getting, recording your audio right when you actually record. Of course, cuts and angles. This depends on the length of your video. If you are making a longer video, it can help with attention spans. If you have a couple of angles to cut back and forth then, and you do that pretty often, we'll do a jump cut on here from time to time. It depends on the length again. Sometimes we'll cut in. It's also a great way to cover up a mistake. You know, if I fumble or say something, it's great to have a nice little jump cut there to kind of make up for that. You know, kind of cover up that mistake. So yeah, we've done that before. Then number four, effects and features. Just use these with caution. So I'm talking about the cool transitions and the wipes and the whatever. Wipes, I mean, come on, George Lucas. That was a Star Wars 80s thing that stuck with the prequels and sequels for some reason. But anyways, these types of things, just use with caution because oftentimes they're more distracting than they are beneficial. So here is your takeaway for the day. Edit to enhance, not to reshape the actual content of the video. You want to enhance the video, maybe make it a little bit better, but don't try to change the video altogether or make drastic improvements because you're not going to. That's when you're going to look like you're trying too hard. The most effective videos are often the most simple. And again, less is more. Now to have, so let's say you've got a final video, it's ready to publish. So now what do you do? Well, we're going to get to that in the next episode. So until then, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and don't stop creating. And I'll see you next time on the next episode.